It's interesting. People are so, I don't know, concerned about the stomatitis and problems you see with everolimus. But when you actually look at the efficacy data, it was pretty effective.
It is, yeah. And I think there are a lot of patients who you need to start at 5 milligrams rather than 10. There's not good clinical data for that, but I think when you talk to most people, it's not very predictable. It's not just body mass, who tolerates and who doesn't. But certainly, if you see a person at 1 or 2 weeks after starting them on treatment and modify their dose or get them treated right away, the other thing is really using the mouthwash up front has made a huge difference to eczema and everolimus. And I think most of us standardly now prescribe the mouthwash to be used right up front and see people at 1 and 2 weeks to really make sure they're not getting toxic. It is an effective combination.
Any clinical experience with pneumonitis and everolimus?
So I have had some experience, unfortunately, with pneumonitis. I've had patients who developed pneumonitis. We stopped the everolimus. We gave them a break. Their pneumonitis resolved either on its own or with some steroids. And we've rechallenged them with everolimus. And I think it's, again, not predictable. I've had some patients who second rechallenge do very well with everolimus. And mainly those patients who are responding well, I've done that too. And then there are other patients who get a recurrence of the pneumonitis again. What's interesting about the pneumonitis with everolimus, I think, is it's usually pretty short-lived. You know, all of us who are now getting experience with checkpoint inhibitors, the pneumonitis there is certainly a notch above, I think, the pneumonitis in some ways with everolimus. It's a bit more persistent and takes a little bit longer to defervesce, I think. But again, it's a very individual thing. I think for those patients who do get a pneumonitis, you have to watch them like a hawk, though, with everolimus. And if they're going to get a recurrence of the pneumonitis, my experience is it happens after only a couple more days of the everolimus.